The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen. But so that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one who ate my food has raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. So who does the Lord send to us to continue his mission? It's the church, and the church is us. And the church fulfills her mission by being true to her mandate, by being faithful to her identity, and by embracing the totality of the truth of the gospel. So reflecting on these words of Jesus, do you receive the teaching of the church in its entirety? To receive the teachings of the church in its entirety is to receive the wholeness of the person of Jesus Christ, while to pick and choose is to disfigure the person of Christ. You know, we cannot say if you transfer the image of the teachings of the church to that of the person of Christ, and we pick and choose, you know, we cannot just say, I only like the face of Christ, but not his hands. Or I only like the feet of Christ, but not his legs. We cannot disfigure the person of Jesus. But that is what happens when one chooses only what is convenient for us. One cannot say, I love and accept the teachings of the church on sacraments, while I reject the teachings of the church on social justice, or that I love the teachings of the church on the intrinsic value of human life, while I do not support the teachings of the church on other things. We cannot pick and choose. We cannot divide the body of Christ. To receive Christ in his totality is to embrace the totality of the faith. Thus, it also means receiving the one who sent him, and who sent him is the Father. Do I receive Jesus in his totality?